Not yet. Grandma has her camera ready. And I think we're live. Did we get that, Leah? Did we get it out to Facebook? It is. So, okay, people at home are watching. That's good. And I heard some of the kids. How many of the kids don't remember watching anyone get baptized? Would you raise your hand? Maybe some of you don't really remember or you saw it. But so for some of our older kids, you know, it's hard to remember things when you're five. You know, it's actually been 3 years since we had a baptism. That was Pippa last, I think. I think the Fishburns are visiting family up in Wisconsin, right? So, but this morning we have Ethan getting baptized, and he's the youngest of Debbie and I's kids, and so it's emotional for us and means a lot, and he's graduating this year, and Debbie's celebrating no more homeschool and no more, we'll be empty nesters. But this means a lot for Debbie and I as parents, as a milestone in our life. And it means a lot for all of our parents to know that our children are being raised up in the admonition of the Lord and in discipleship to be Christian, young men and women. And that is the goal. That is our prayer. And I can't wait until the day when we start to baptize some of our children that have been born and raised in our church, some of your children. And we, Lord willing, we'll continue that blessing. And so baptism is something we do to follow the Lord in obedience. The Lord himself was baptized. The disciples were baptized and baptized others when they're saved. And so baptism is tied as close to salvation that in some ways you could use them interchangeably. I got baptized means I got saved. And baptism is not necessary for salvation, but it's so closely tied to it as an act of obedience, as a showing forth that we have believed on the Lord Jesus. And we believe we die with him. We believe we're raised with him. And so that's what baptism signifies. And so at this time, we'll have Ethan come. Ethan, why have you come here today?
To get baptized.
Why do you want to be baptized?
Because I'm saved and I'm taking the next step in a Christian life, obeying God's command to get baptized and to show others that I've been saved.
Amen. Then I'll baptize you. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with them in baptism, and raised with them unto new life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What a blessing it is. Now we'll get dried off and we'll join all of the rest of our church family, and we'll be ready to observe the Lord's Supper. Praise the Lord.